I recall one Sunday when he and I were scheduled to speak at the Laguna Beach Temple. And this was after his stroke and all of the changes that took place in his physical condition. And, you know, after his stroke, I had spent time, he was staying here in New York, and I came and I spent time with him too. But I had not seen him in a public preaching setting. And I didn't know what to expect. And when he entered the temple room, and the temple room was packed, and of course, a beautiful gaze of the Panchatattva, and Jagannath and Sumatra, and Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But it felt as if the whole room was being, you know, flooded with this sublime spiritual energy. And that the consciousness of everyone was being uplifted. It's like there's a saying that when the tide rises, all the boats rise. So it was as if, you know, that this tide of love for Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu was coming out of Maharaj's heart and, you know, filling the whole temple room. And the consciousness of everyone in the temple room was being elevated. And you know, of course, his message was wonderful. You know, it was somewhat hard to understand, you know, because of his face. But what really struck me was that it's like we say, Ahitukhiya Pratyata, that pure devotional service is unmotivated and uninterrupted, but nothing can impede it. And I saw that nothing of his physical condition could impede the tide of nectar that was emanating from his lotus-like heart. And then they arranged a room for Maharaj and I to have prasad together, sort of at the front of the Laguna Beach temple. And there, you know, it's like we were supposed to be honoring prasad, and I guess eventually we did honor some prasad. There's like a stream of people coming to see him. And, you know, he just, you know, very, you know, patiently and ecstatically blessed all of them, you know, each in his or her individual way. I mean, you know, sometimes he'll, anyway, tapping them on the head, offering them some sacred substance from my poor Jagannath Puri, you know, but just like, so like very patiently and kindly reciprocating each and every person, a long line of people, and, you know, making each one feel very encouraged and satisfied. with his resignation. And the same with me. Of course, this was one small incident that comes to mind is that after many years of being away from India due to my own health issues, I finally went back to India and went to Mayapur. And while I was there, I got some really virulent form of dysentery or something like this. It was bad enough. I really couldn't even leave my room in Mayapur for 4 days. And there was a fever, like so many things. And Srila Jayapataka Maharaj had just come, from his own travels and his own issues. But even then, I don't know how he did it, but in his, busy schedule, but I guess he heard I'd come to Mayapur and I was sick. So he sent a note saying, you've been away from Mayapur for too long, so you don't have the same resistance to the amoebas that you used to have. So you have to spend more time here so you can build up the resistance. And then he sent some tablets, like a remedy, which is just so thoughtful, so kind and compassionate and thoughtful, because I knew, he had just himself arrived, he would have had so many things to attend to. And he's so thoughtful that you can see it made a very deep impression on me. So, some devotees have commented, or one friend commented, that he's like larger than life. And I was meditating on that phrase, and in a way he is larger than life, because his devotion, his surrender, his realizations, and his spiritual energy are beyond any material limitations, and they flow without any hindrance. And then recently someone mentioned that, I don't know if it was their thought, but that the Bengalis need someone who's larger than life. Wild. Unless there's someone who's larger than life, nothing will subdue them. And I thought that was also a nice reflection on how that role that he's adopted, or image he's assumed is has been so effective. Srila Prabhupada emerging from his mission. And just in the last few days, because he has such deep wisdom and realization and knowledge of our tradition, two different senior devotees, or maybe even three, but I'm remembering two right now just in the last few days, they quoted times that they had consulted him about some matter. And one of them Holiness Devadatta Swami mentioned that he had consulted Maharaj about a sort of intricate esoteric question about the relationship between Gauralinga and Krishna. And Maharaj had given like a really beautiful poetic but practical answer. So that struck him, wow, that he had such deep realizations. And, you know, His Holiness Devadatta Swami could understand that he would be the person to ask the question to about Krishna Leela within Gaura. And then the other one that came up just again within the last few days was from His Holiness Jayavoyta Swami. It was more, you could say, more of a practical ISKCON matter. You know, Jayavoyta Swami and some others had an idea of something that would be appropriate in a certain situation. And I agreed, you know, I was of the same opinion. And then it just so happened that His Holiness Jayavoyta Swami, His Holiness Jayavoyta Swami had come to Juhu in the last few days. And so Jayavoyta Swami went to meet him and explained the situation to him. And, you know, and His Holiness Jayavoyta Swami had the same, more or less the same perspective. So he was quoting Jayavoyta Swami as an authority in that matter. And so what's striking to me about the juxtaposition of these two cases is that in one case, you know, he was consulted about a very esoteric question of Vaishnava philosophy about Krishna Leela and Gauralinga. And in the other case, he was consulted about something like very practical about how something should be done in ISKCON. In both cases, this deep spiritual realization and dedication to Srila Prabhupada and the mission and the devotees, you know, allow him to help us all in that way. So it's it's his mercy. I was scheduled to leave last night at 6 o'clock, and I thought, all right, I'll stay till 11 this morning. Everything not stable. And here I am.
Oh,
on this occasion. Hare Krishna.